Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's going on? Just a quick opinion on the fight tonight. All the fights on the actual card itself were actually pretty fun, pretty entertaining. The Robert Easter Jr. fight was pretty good because he's an up-and-coming kid. He fought a former world champion. So it was definitely a good fight for him. Gervonta Davis still looks good. Can't wait to see him keep moving up and have to fight a pretty good person. Now, what I want to say other than that is obviously the news of the night where Broner called out Floyd. It's an absolute joke. I don't even think if Broner fought Floyd, I don't even think he would hit him one time. I think Floyd would box circles around Broner. Broner's already still flat-footed as it is. Solid fighter, good entertainer, fun to watch. But as you see tonight, if Ashley Theoplane had any punching power, he could have hurt Broner, but he didn't hurt him at all because he doesn't have that much punching power. It was kind of like him fighting Paulie Malignaggi. Now, I'm not taking credit away from Broner. He did win the fight. He won the fight fair and square. But, you know, all that at the end calling out Floyd Mayweather, it's just like, come on, man, let's be serious here. Let's be serious here as a real boxing fan. Could he make it entertaining? In a way, he could. But does he have a chance against Floyd? Maybe if Floyd was hurt, but, I mean, Floyd beats people when his hand is broke. Floyd beat McDonald with one hand when his hand was broken. Adrian couldn't handle him, so it would be a good fight. I'd pay for it. A lot of people would pay to watch just to see if he would take him to school because of his big mouth and teach him a lesson. But other than that, I mean, it's really nothing you want to see. Now, the stoppage. A lot of people are iffy about the stoppage. I'm kind of iffy about the stoppage, but I'm not, like, upset. It's not like a stoppage where you actually are, like, freaking out. Like, I want to see it again. I want to see it again. Because he actually caught Theoplane with a good shot. He caught him with a good punch, a good hard shot. And I thought Theoplane was running away from the punch. Now, the tricky part of it is that the ref keeps letting you hit and he doesn't know. And then if Theoplane ends up hurt, then we got another one of these lawsuits that people are trying to throw against Boston. Like, oh, he should have stopped him. Now he's got brain damage or he's got a concussion. So it was a good stoppage by the ref, but a bad one because he didn't see what he was hit. Honestly, I didn't see where he was hit. I thought he was hitting his jaw, too. I didn't know he was hit a little low. But Theoplane running away, I don't think that helps his cause either. It didn't look too good with Theoplane running away like that. So it was a good, exciting day of boxing. Not the greatest night, but I think it got everybody's fix for Friday night. We haven't seen bouts in a couple weeks because of March Madness. Andre Ward fight was good last week. So we getting some consistent bouts going, and everything's starting to look good, fun, and, you know, back to normal here. Now that, you know, college basketball is starting to wind down. We don't have to, you know, deal with competing with those ratings. Now, next I want to talk about, I guess, the upcoming fights, because that's all there really is to it. Pacquiao, Bradley free next week if you're going to pay for that. If you don't want to pay for it, you can watch Anthony Joshua. So, and that's going to be for a heavyweight title, so it'll be fun. The only other news about tonight is Broner got stripped of his belt. Now, we know he can't fight at 147 because every time he's fought at 147, he's had a hard time or he's got whooped or he's got hurt by the top competitor. I think 140 would be his ideal chance, being that Garcia moved up, and the only threat to him at 140 is Terrence Crawford, and he would never have to fight Terrence Crawford for the simple fact that he's with, what's his name, Top Rank, and we know the Broner's with Al Haymon. So that fight would never happen. So his best bet would be to find a way to make that weight. He can't get around making that weight. If he can't make that weight, if he goes to the 147, he won't be as marketable as fun. Now, last but not least, I'm just ready to move forward and see some good fights here coming up. All the way up to the Canelo Khan fights. We got Earl Spence Jr., Chris Algieri. That will be fun. So we got some excitement in the future here. Dante Cunningham, is going to be on the undercard of one of those premier boxing champions. That'll be, he's back down at cruiserweight, so that'll be an enjoyable time. I just found out Deontay Wilder is actually going to fight over in Russia because the promoter, as we talked, as you've heard, won the press bid. So I haven't found anybody that's going to televise that yet, so I'm pretty upset if we don't get to see Deontay Wilder defend his heavyweight title on TV somewhere. We'll see what happens, though. Last but not least, everybody enjoy your weekend. Boxing is back in full effect next weekend. That was the only fight. Not upset with the stoppage. Could have been, you know, he could have let him take him all the way down, but you're playing a slippery slope there, because if the guy is actually hurt and he ends up with brain damage or a concussion, then it's all the ref's fault. And they go on and on about boxing this, boxing that. So it was a good fight. Overall, it was a good fight. They both were getting a little restless there in the fifth, sixth round. They almost put me to sleep, but it picked up there. Broner hit him with some power shots. The ref made a judgment call. It was close. Theo Payne's face was beat up, so I will give this to Theo Payne. He kept coming forward. He kept fighting hard, so I respect Theo Payne for coming forward and not quitting. But him calling out Floyd was probably the funnest part of the night, so we'll see what happens. I doubt Floyd even wastes his time coming out of retirement for it, but you never know, because that fight will sell out and it would sell good enough pay-per-view wise, and I think it's enough people that would want to see Broner get beat that they would pay for him to see him get beat. This time, everybody would actually be on Floyd's side. It would be funny as hell about it. Nobody is usually on Floyd's side. They usually hate him, but this time everybody would be cheering Floyd to whoop him. So it's weird how those things work out. All right. Everybody have a good one, man. I just wanted to do a quick post-fight show, talk about that real quick. I'm surprised he called out Floyd. It was an iffy stoppage, but I can't totally disagree with the stoppage. We'll see what happens from here. You know how one thing leads to another in boxing. Everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy the rest of your March Madness. Be back next weekend with another big weekend of boxing. Peace and love to everybody. Mad 6 Sports Radio, we out.